Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Yes, we are here live, on air live, and we don't hear Archie's voice, so please stand by for a brief second. And let's see if he's talking, and maybe he may be on mute. God bless you all. Chief, are you there, sir? Okay, we don't hear him. Dr. Coleman, could you continue the prayer?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you so
much. Lord God, we just thank you. Lord God, we still just thank you on this morning, Father. Father, we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Oh, Lord, we thank you for this moment, Father.
I bless all of you this morning. Amen. This is your Chief Ambassador. I want to just thank God for being alive and thank God for his goodness and kindness. Give me for being a few minutes late here. We certainly do want to be with you all this morning and give God the glory and give him the praise. Oh, my God. Thank God for his blessings everywhere. Oh, thank God for his love and his help. This is grief and mercy. Yeah. Thank you. I want to thank our announcer, Dr. Judy Higgins. Thank you. I wasn't on the line, but if you gave me an introduction, I do appreciate it. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And for all of you on the line this morning, good morning to all of you. And just give God the glory and the praise for everything he's done. You say it's phenomenal, ultra awesome, ultra, ultra, ultra awesome. And we do thank him and give him the glory. Oh, thank God. The blessings of Abraham. And God bless all of you again and again. I want to do the roll call here this morning and see if we have people praying. You know, prayer is a phenomenal thing. It can move God to take care of all kinds of business. Amen. Prayer ambassadors praying around the globe. Thank God for you. Amen. I really appreciate it. Thank you. Hallelujah. Do we have a prayer basket to America and Dominica and Bermuda this morning?
Good morning.
Dr. Betty Joyce Johnson, last year. Do we have a prayer ambassador to Israel, Dr. Freddie Cullen? Are you praying with us this morning?
Yes, sir, I am here.
Thank you. Do we have the prayer ambassador to Haiti? Mother Deborah Johnson, Dr. Deborah Johnson, are you praying this morning? Amen. She'll be with us. Do we have the prayer ambassador to Russia and Nigeria, West Africa, all around there? Dr. Sheila Brown, are you praying with us this morning? Amen. She'll be here. Then we have the prayer ambassador to Jamaica and Peru, Dr. Lucille Angelo. Amen.
Good morning. I'm here. God bless you.
Amen. Praying for you. She lost her sister. We thank God for her presence. I'm the prayer ambassador to the Bahamas and India and Iran, Dr. Barbara Gildersleeve. Are you with us?
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Amen. We have the prayer ambassador praying for North and South Korea and Puerto Rico, Dr. Teresa Steele. Are you with us? Amen.
She's traveling.
She's traveling. Amen. Faithful servant. Do we have the prayer ambassador praying for South America? And she hosted last night. Dr. Thelma Rush.
I'm here.
Amen. Don't rush too much. All right. But she's with you. God bless you. Then we have the prayer ambassador to Mexico, Dr. Charlene Gray. Are you with us? Amen. How about the prayer ambassador to Southeast Asia and England? And Dr. Gray will be with us for a little while. Southeast Asia and England, Dr. Jeanette Murphy.
Good morning, I'm here.
God bless you. And we heard the prayer ambassador in North and South Japan and India, too. The prayer for India, they need a lot of prayer over there. Did y'all see that devastation? And now they're facing a hurricane. Did y'all see that wind over there on the news? Oh, my God. Dr. Judy Hagen, keep praying for them. Are you with us this morning, Dr. Hagen? We heard it a while ago. We have the prayer ambassador praying for Iraq, Dr. Benita Friesen. Are you with us? Amen. She'll be with us. All right, then we have the prayer ambassador praying for Costa Rica, Dr. Pastor Leona James. Are you with us? How about Ireland? Rosemary Dancer. Then we have the prayer ambassador praying for Germany, for China. Then we have the prayer ambassador praying for Palestine, Dr. Lisa Scott. Amen. Are you with us? Amen. She'll be here. All right. Then we have the prayer ambassador praying for Guatemala, Dr. Deborah Johnson. Mm-hmm. Good morning to you. All right. Okay. You have the prayer ambassador praying for Guatemala. I'm praying, yeah, for Guatemala. Amen. We have the prayer ambassador praying for Minister Chris I know he's working with him. How about praying for New Zealand, Dr. Chris, praying for New Zealand, Dr. Runny. And you with us this morning. All right. Then we have the prayer ambassador praying for France and for Trinidad, Dr. Wildin Carr. Are you with us this morning? Amen. Well, then we have the prayer ambassador praying for Syria. Amen. Are you with us? That's Dr. Willie Mae Bush. Are you praying for this morning? Amen. All right, we'll keep praying for them. Amen. Thank God for them. All right, let's start thanking God. He's been mighty good to all of us. Come on. Father, thank you
Let's thank you one more time. Lord, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, God.
Dr. Deborah Johnson, come on, pray for us this morning. Why not say in the blood of Jesus? Come on. Give us a general prayer.
Well, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Well, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you this morning for your goodness and your mercy. We thank you, Lord, for allowing us to see a brand new day. You spared us, God, through the night, and we're so grateful. Thank you for your hand of protection over us. Ask that you would bless the Lord all over the land. We stand in the need of your help, oh God. We stand in the need of your mercy. Lord, touch, heal, and deliver in the name of Jesus. So many people are in distress. But, oh, God, you're able to bless. You're able to help. You're able to hear the cry, God, in the name of Jesus. Bless far and near. Just thank you, Lord, for this opportunity that we can come together and pray unto you, believing by faith that you will be there for us. And continue to be with us, Lord. Bless our leaders. Bless them in a special way. Encourage them and strengthen them. Give them a mind to want to help the people. Oh, God, bless in a special way. Remember Chief Ambassador Johnson. Bless him in a special way. Let your anointing be the more in him and strengthen him in Jesus' name. I plead your blood over him and his family and Jesus. Oh, God, remember your people. Bless, Lord.
Thank you.
Touch in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Remember Lady Betty, God. Bless her. Strengthen her the more. Remember her cry, oh, God. Bless, Lord, in Jesus' name. Remember Bishop Curran, Lord. Bless her in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, you hear her desires. You know the requests that she's made. Bless in Jesus' name. Remember the Hagen family, Lord. Bless them the more and heal the more. You're able to bless in a mighty way.
Yeah,
and yet
yeah.
Depending on you, God, to be there for them. Let them heal and deliver. Bring the rest of them all the way out in Jesus' name. Heal your people, God. Oh, God, you said healing was the children's bread. Remember Dr. Cobb's, Joaquin Cobb. Lord, touch and heal her body. She's depending on you, God, to do it for her. And we're standing in the gap for her. Sister Joaquin Cobb, you're able to bring her out of that hospital. Touch her in a mighty way, God.
Yes,
oh, speak the blood of Jesus over her. Touch her and heal in Jesus' name. Now, oh, God, we ask that you remember those that have lost loved ones. Encourage them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Be there with them and give them comfort that only you can give. Let them know that you've not forgotten them, but bless them in a special way. In Jesus' name, we do pray these blessings. Thank God. Amen and amen.
Amen. God bless you. Give me some scriptures here this morning. Amen. Certainly, if you have some, give us some scriptures. Amen.
This is Betty Johnson. Blessed is he that considereth the poor. The Lord will deliver him in time of trouble. And thou wilt not deliver him unto the will of his enemies. The Lord will strengthen him upon the bed of languishing. Thou wilt make all his bed in his sickness. That was the 41st division of Psalm, 1st, 2nd, and 3rd verses.
Dr. Lucio, bless in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not unto thy own understanding, and all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. God bless you.
Right. Any other results?
Mother Stern, Jeremiah 33:3, call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Jeremiah 33:3.
All right, beautiful. Anyone else?
Good morning, Dr. Sheila Brown. Praise God. Psalm 54, praise God, 17, reads, evening and morning, and at noon I will pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. God bless you. Thank you.
Right.
Ambassador Dr. Jeanette Murphy, Corpus Christi, Texas, praying for Southeast Asia. Blessed is he, coming from Psalm 32. Blessed is he whose transgressions is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord imputed not his iniquity, and whose spirit there is no guile.
Beautiful. All right, anybody else? Anyone else have a scripture? All right, thank you so much. Amen. Someone take it over just for a few minutes and get me about 3 or 4 praise reports. If you do that, who would
good morning.
Yes, sir. Good morning, 913. Dr. Sheila Brown, Kansas Prayer Ambassador, Nigeria, Russia, Brazil. Praise the Lord. Good morning, everyone. Good morning to the Lord. Morning to our leader, Chief Ambassador Johnson, Lady Betty Joyce Johnson. Praise the Lord with her kind, sweet self. And to you, Mother to the Nations. Praise the Lord. And to you, you, the Hagans, you, all doctors in their respectful places. All ambassadors, all honorary ambassadors. To you, and you. Don't want to leave everyone out. God bless Monday morning. God is good. God is good. My praise report, I have a grateful heart this morning, and I'm just so glad about it. Just so glad to wake up this morning, clothed in my right mind, and I feel better. I'm not all the way healed. In the spirit realm, I am all the way healed, but God is in the physical. He is still touching my body. He's healing me, and I did have the opportunity to go to the house of prayer. I was able to go to the spiritual hospital, praise the Lord, on yesterday, and he touched my body some more, and I do have enough sense to realize that this morning. And I want to make known the Lord, he didn't have to do it. But he saw fit to touch me anyway. That's my praise report this morning. It's in your hands to share your praise report with First Fruit this morning. God bless you.
Prayer Ambassador Jeanette Murphy, Corpus Christi, Texas. Truly, I just thank God for another day that was not promised to me, for my health and strength, how he blessed us because we had to do that, the shots, and we all came through with no side effects.
Hallelujah.
Thank God for that. But thank God how he continued to work things out in this move. And thank God for what he's doing, how he's putting things in place and orchestrating everything and finding favor with the people. Pray our strength in the Lord.
Amen. God bless you. Good morning, Dr. Jeanette Murphy. We love you. A beautiful praise report. He's putting everything, he's orchestrating everything out for you. We know he's the set of artists. God bless you, and we love you. We are mighty happy this morning that you have enough sense to see what the Lord is doing for you. God bless you. We love you. Praise line is open to you.
Good morning. I'd like to jump in really quick. Ambassador Gray from Kansas City, Missouri, praying for Mexico. I am very grateful to what God is doing and the Gray family. I asked for prayer a couple of weeks ago for my children starting public school. Today will be day 7. So I am so grateful to what God is doing. He is shining through these kids. They are being transitioned as well as they are transforming lives. God is using them in a mighty, mighty way. So I am very, very grateful for them to be at Lake West. And we are praying for that school. I am thanking God for amazing grace. And the prayers are continually going forth for the grace. We do not count it lightly here. In this home, we are very, very grateful for First Fruits. Very grateful. I'm thanking God for everything that he is doing for our family. So my heart is just yours, Lord. Do what you will. So I'm very grateful to be able to get my praise report. Good morning, everybody. Happy
good morning, Dr. Gray. God bless you, Dr. Charlotte Gray. Praise the Lord. God sent me a surprise through here last week, the beginning of the week. I was able to meet, praise the Lord, Dr. Charlotte Gray. Praise the Lord. She showed up at my home. She showed up at my home, and I had no idea what the – I didn't see it. Ambassador Jeanette Murphy, Dr. Murphy, like you said, he's a setup artist. He had everything arranged, and this lady showed up at my home, and she was a great big blessing. She loved on me. She hugged on me, and she's just as real as she sounds right here on the line. And not only that, she blessed First Fruit. She picked up 20 books, 20 of our chief ambassador, God's Cure, not 5 or 6 books. God used her to come here and get 20 books from me. God bless you, and we love you, and the line is open for you and your praise support. God bless you, and thank you, Dr. Gray.
This is Dr. Lucio Angelo. I just want to first give honor to God and all the saints on this prayer line. I thank the Lord for waking me up this morning. I thank the Lord for the service on yesterday and at Amazing Grace. I thank the Lord for my doctor's certificate. I thank the Lord for a blessing that was for my sister, her funeral, And I just thank the Lord for all he's doing in my life. And I just want the saints to continue to keep me in my, keep me in your prayers. God bless you.
Yes, God bless you. God bless you. We love you, Dr. Lucille Angelo. She's a sweet lady, and she's also another real one. She's so sweet, and I did know her, Sister Mary. I was blessed to know Sister Mary. She was kind. She was sweet. She was a kind lady, and she loved to dress, and she loved to decorate herself. I was blessed to know that dear sweet soul. And yes, First Fruit Youth Department did take some moments to recognize Sister Mary and you. We love you all on behalf of First Fruit Youth Department. God bless you. The praise line is open.
Gildersleeve, Chicago, Illinois, St. Paul, and Bahamas, India. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for another day. Honor, praise, and glory. Thank you, Jesus, for waking me up this morning, my right mind. Stayed on you, Lord Jesus. Do it all, no matter what. To keep your mind stayed on Jesus, because he is the answer for today. Yes, Lord Jesus. I just pray that everybody have a wonderful, blessed day. Focus on the Lord, put it all in his hand, and leave it there. Amen.
Amen. I hear you loud and clear. Put it in his hands. We bless you, Dr. Gildersleeve. We hear you loud and clear. Stay focused on the Lord. And that's what I've been trying to do in my life. It's been so much better mentally, spiritually, and physically. The moment I can get focused right there in that secret place with the Lord. And God bless you, and we love you. God bless you and thank you. And yes, our chief did speak yesterday about love. What would love do? Told us. Showed us the love, the agape, not love, agape love, Jesus Christ, the love of Jesus Christ. It goes far, it goes deep, it goes to the uttermost, guttermost, it goes everywhere, it does everything, cover all areas, the agape love of Jesus. And he brought out some things, and I thank the Lord, that man, no, he preached, that pastor, or she's a pastor, the Lord was on him yesterday, he laid it out for us. The agape, not Sheila's love. Sheila's love from the field. But the agape love of Jesus Christ, that's what we need to hear. The agape love of Jesus, just where it goes, what it do, make a talk right, right, act right, do everything right, right, right. God bless you. Chief Ambassador, sir, should I go on?
Give me a couple more.
Yes, sir. The praise line is open to you, you and you. Let's hear the goodness of the Lord. The line is open for you to tell the goodness of the Lord. God bless you.
Amen. Praise God. This is Ambassador Dr. Deborah Johnson in Texas. Indeed, I thank God for the opportunity to be amongst you on this morning. I thank the Lord for my life, health, and strength. Thank God for all that he has done for me, because God is such a good God. You know, it's just so much, and I'm so full that I can't seem to start to tell all that he has done. But he just keep on blessing me over and over again. And I just thank the Lord. I have a special sister cousin is what I call her in my home. And it's been many years since I've seen her. But the Lord allowed her to come, and I'm just enjoying her being here. And I thank God how he blessed on yesterday in our church services. The Lord allowed me to bring the message for our fifth service Wednesday. And God just blessed. He just showed himself mighty and strong. You know, I'm just thankful that I was able to do what I needed to do and have the strength to do it. Sometimes not so strong at all times, but God proved himself on yesterday that he can move in a mighty way, and he did just that. I'm just grateful to him. As you all continue to pray for me, God bless you.
God bless you. Very nice to hear you, Mother. Mother Deborah Johnson, we love you. And it's so sweet to hear the mother's voices, Mother Stern. Hallelujah. Mother Bishop Stern, it's so sweet to hear you also. God bless you. The line is in your hand.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. Good morning. Morning. I thought I would be able to hold this testimony for tomorrow for my highlight, but I probably will be sharing about this, amen, until the resurrection of the Lord comes back for us, above. Amen. Praise the Lord. But I had such a, some testimonies I can't even express it to how it's supposed to be because it was so awesome in the moment. Amen. I had the golden opportunity on yesterday in the fellowship that I'm up under, Monumental Faith, amen, had their first, it was not the first graduation, but it was the first graduation putting Apostle Mark Hinton, Anthony Hinton, in his place, and his dad is dead. And they have a school, amen, credited school, amen. And I had the opportunity of wearing my honorary doctorate degree, a robe. I've already had one because when I got my first one, we were had a real graduation and we had on our robes. Oh, it was just awesome in the Lord to see all the, and I'm going to encourage you all to get robes. Amen. You can get them off Amazon. And you never know when you'll get that opportunity to sit on the platform with you being an honorary doctorate. Amen. And that was such an awesome experience again for me. I'm so humble unto God because looking at my life, I never thought that these type of blessings in the spirit would have been granted unto me. And on yesterday, they made me president over the school. Ain't God good? Amen. Oh,
yay!
Hallelujah. Amen. President over the school right before the body. Amen. It was awesome. There were people graduates come forth. And this wasn't high school or elementary. Being receiving earned doctorate, earned master's, earned bachelor's out of a school of not just out of school, but out of the Christian school. And I'm so grateful. Amen. And I will be starting school back again. Amen. I thought I was going this fall, but I'm going to wait till winter. And I am getting enrolled into school because you never can have too much Christian education. Is to be on the, not just president, but be on the staff to teach. Amen. I've been encouraged through leadership to teach. And I looked at my spirit yesterday and say, go up, up, up. His name was announced yesterday through me because of the second honorary doctorate. He's the one that gave it to me, and that's a part of my bio. Amen. Praise the Lord. You can't leave that out.
Right.
Praise the Lord. And when you get into those, when you start going up, 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 you need a bio. You need a bio. Amen. And you bring it up and put those things in there that God has blessed you with under the umbrella of first fruit. Amen. I'm honored to say that I'm up under the umbrella of first fruit because first fruit has pushed me. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's not the only one. I'm not just up under Monument, but up under first fruit. Amen. It's pushed me. Amen. And that's what the message was yesterday. Push the button. Amen. Go farther and life than what you ever thought. I heard Chief say that some of you should be writing books, and that's my next assignment. Amen. It's been there, but I've been procrastinating. I've been distracted. Amen. But I'm not distracted anymore. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. I'm where I need to be at. So I just wanted to bring that praise report, part of it, to the body of Christ, the first fruit, to let you know that Chief Ambassador and Lady Betty, I represent well. Amen. Praise the Lord. I represent well. And I thank and I honor the Lord for that. I never would have thought, amen, I had dreams of being things
and imagining things. Amen. I even got an award some years ago, Imagine Me. Amen. And now I'm looking at my life and say all those things that were placed in my spirit and prophesied is coming to pass. Amen. And I honor the Lord for that. Thank you, Chief and Lady Betty, for seeing something in me. Amen. Praise the Lord. All of undone for seeing something in me, and it's definitely manifested. God bless you all. This is my prayer.
Amen. Beautiful. We praise the Lord for everything miraculous thing He's doing in your life, using you over those schools. A godly woman over godly schools. That's miraculous. Thank the Lord for you continuing your education, returning by school. You deserve it. We bless the Lord for everything He's doing on your behalf. Mother, doctor, bishop, Patricia Stone, we love you. God bless you. We have any more praise report? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We have any more praise report? Well, praise God. 913, Dr. Sheila Brown. I do. I got my doctrine, my honorary doctor's degree in my hand yesterday. Praise the Lord. I was blessed. Another miracle. I looked up. The Chief Ambassador was giving me my honorary doctor's degree. I thank God for it. It was prophesied years ago through prophetess Betty Baker. She said you would be a doctor one day years and years ago, and God brought it to be. I am so happy. I am so blessed. And my boys, Terry, Tyreek, and Tyree, those first fruit youth prayer ambassadors, they shouted. Them boys shouted for the first time in their life yesterday. Chief had them on feet. Those boys learned how to shout for the Lord. Oh, they went to bed talking about it, praying, God, we'll be glad we went to church. Oh, saying how much fun they had. They're being trained in the house of the Lord up under our pastor, Chief Ambassador Johnson. I'm just so happy and thrilled that I saw the glory of the Lord in my three boys. Yep, shouting and praising for real. Hallelujah. Just being trained for life. That's my other praise report. I can praise all day long, and I have so many things God has did. But it's y'all's turn. The praise line is open to you all. God bless you. Thank you.
Let me
thank you.
Brown, Dr.
Sheila
Brown.
Yes, sir.
God
bless you.
Amen. I want you to open up your Bible this morning to John 3:16 and also John 15:13. If you would, open your Bible up there, John 3:16 and John 15:13. I think all of us know John 3:16. Yeah. God so loved the world. He gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish. Amen. I think I need to have Dr. Hayden come back and give me instructions. Constantly, we got the new people on here. We may not know how to behave themselves. Amen. But if you got time online, some of y'all might be sitting in chairs and make a lot of noise. You gotta watch that. Gotta watch that. Take your chairs and things like that. But we want you to be on the line that we can let you be open if you don't know how to do that. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved that he gave his only begotten Son, and whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." And then John 15:13 says, "Great love that no man can miss. A man lay down his life." Amen. And Jesus certainly did that for us. All right. I want to talk about love talks. Love talks. Everybody meet your mind. If you would, meet your mind. Amen. Some people can't preach without you know, feedback from the audience that I can give you what God gave me, that's for sure. The Bible says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world. Now, the very love, amen. When I read that God so loved the world, I began to look at the verb love, the world. What did he love? He loved the world. But then my eyes caught the adverb. The verb is the action. What did he do? He loved the world. But there is an adverb. In fact, and the adverb tells us and describes the verb. So how did he love the world? He so. And I think about my grandchildren. If you ask them, do they love Mimi and Poppy? Do they love First Lady and Dr. Betty and Dr. Bernard? They'll say, yes, Poppy, we love y'all. And then I would ask them, well, how much? And they would take their hands and say, we love you so much, with the wide open arms, etc. Christ, how much they love us. The soul is the adverb. Adverbs, again, I express this. Adverbs express the verb, express how much the action is. Amen. God so loved the world so much. In other words, his arms are outstretched and said, I love y'all so much. And I did something extraordinary. What was it? It was uncommon. What did you do, God? You loved us so much. What did you do? I gave my only begotten son. That was a so much. He loved us so much. And he doesn't love just black folk now. I know we black, but he loves white folks and brown folks, and he loves Haitians, and he loves people of all varieties. He loves the whole wide world. He loves all of us so much until Jesus went to Calvary. The world was at stake. You know, we had sinned and messed up so much, nobody could fix us up. But the Lord. And so God loved us so much, he sent Jesus. Looked around heaven and couldn't find anybody worthy to go. Until Jesus stepped up and said, Father, I'll go. I'll go down to the earth to redeem man from sin. That's a lot of love, y'all. John 15:13 says, greater love has no man than this, than a man lay down his life for his friends. And Jesus laid down his life for us. There's no greater love than that. No greater love. I guess, you know, I was trying to understand how great something could be for us, done for us like that. No greater love than that. But I think there was a new episode that opened up in my life. And I remembered what God had done through the chief ambassador some years ago. I sat down and God began to give me a song. And I sat down and this was like he did my book on how God's cure to the coronavirus. He just began to give me this song. And he gave me some verses to it. I'm not going to take time to share those with you, but I am going to share with you what we call in music the hook. There are hooks in songs that get people really to sing the song. And he gave me a hook to this song. It's called Love Talks. I want to talk about that this morning, love talking. Amen. And the hook says, it's not the way you say I love you, because anybody can say I love you. It's not the way you say it, but the things you do that makes your love talk. I'll repeat that again. It says, the hook says, it's not the way you say I love you, but the things you do that makes your love talk. And I was thinking about that. God began to reveal love to me. I know about Eros love, which is the feelings that people have. There can be all kind of feelings. You know, how you feel toward, you can have hatred, but you can have all kinds of love feelings toward someone that makes you so, have goose pimples. You love them so much, and you want to marry them. I guess that's what I had toward Dr. Betty, amen. And that, not only that, but I had agape love, amen. And I asked her, let me see, Dr. Betty, did I ask you or did you ask me?
I did not ask you.
I'm about to get in trouble here. No, I asked her. I never forget that. I had to ring, and I asked her if she would be my wife. And she said yes. We've been together now 51 years, I believe. Yeah, 51 years. And we've stayed. See, so nowadays, all they want to do is get a man that got some money. Amen. They want security. They say, if I can just get me a man who got some money, I can learn to love him. You don't know what you get yourself into. You might love him for 1 year, maybe 2 years. No, I don't know about even loving him. You might stay with him 1 year or 2 years. But pretty soon, it's going to do something to cause you not to love him so much. You might even hate him. Amen. But the old school, they taught us, and they taught the men and the women to love each other, because love overshadows a multitude of sins and a multitude of faults. Amen. How did we stay 51 years in love each other? Amen. Didn't mean that we never had an argument. I don't know if anybody never had an argument. Anybody who agrees all the time on everything, amen, I don't think that's the key. I think the key is to love each other and be willing to give. Amen. Sometimes you're right and sometimes you're wrong. But you've got to be humble enough to admit that. Amen. And so thank God for the love there, amen. And then I begin to think of that song, and then the words is not the way you say it, but the things you do that makes your love talk. Amen. Thinking about how, amen, that I've done and the things that she's done, it's not all about one way, it's both ways, amen. You have to do, and they have to do for you. That talks. That speaks. That's extremely important. Love is not just a one-sided feeling. It comes from both people. You have to learn to love each other. And it's a learning experience. You might stay married 1 year, and then the next year, you've got a different experience. And the next year, a different experience. And the next year, a different experience. But through all these experiences, you learn to love each other. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And that's what Dr. Benny and I have done. We've learned. It's a learning experience. Like when you get saved, you don't know everything. You might think you know so much. No, you don't know everything. It's a learning experience. And so love talks. Amen. The things you do makes your love talk. Sometimes you need to keep some fun in there, too. Keep some fun in there. I, never forget. I went and laid some change on the counter. Amen. And I said to Dr. Betty, and I said, Dr. Betty, I said, I laid you some money on the counter over there. I just want you to just do one thing. She said, what's that? I said, don't spend it. Don't spend it all in one place. Please, please don't spend it all in one place. And I waited to hear her response. She didn't go there right away and get the money. But later on, she went over there and looked on the counter, and she didn't get the money. Amen. Well, what was it? It was 85 cents. Amen. And she said, that's not even enough to give a tip. That's not enough to do it. I said, all right. All right. But I was just kind of playing with her. Amen. She knows that all I have, she's welcome to it. Amen. But just keeping a little fun in the marriage and several other things we do to make each other laugh. And it's all about love talking, doing little things and big things that makes love talk. I never forget when I go to different churches. I don't go to many right now because of the COVID. But sometimes she would go with me. And when I'd introduce her, I'd say, that's my wife right there, have her stand. And I'd say, now, I can tell that she must like this church because she came. I said, my wife doesn't go everywhere. No, she doesn't really go many places at all. But I can tell when she likes something. Like, for example, when I used to travel all over the world, many times I've been all over the world. But when I take my wife, come home, or I'd be home, and I say, I'm getting ready to travel, where are you going? I'm going to Philadelphia. She said, all right, all right. I'm getting ready to travel, where are you going? I'm going to Los Angeles. All right, all right, all right. I'm getting ready to travel, where are you going? I'm going to Memphis, Tennessee. All right, all right. Then I would say, I'm getting ready to travel. And she said, where are you going? I said, they're sending for me in France. So I'm going to Paris, France. And her response is, when are you going? When are you going? Amen. Every other place, she would say, where are you going? And I'd tell her, she'd say, all right. But when I say, I'm going to Paris, she said, when are we going? Amen. But we had a lot of fun, amen. And I tell the people at the church I go to to be the special guest. I think my wife really likes this church because when I told her I was coming over here, she said, all right, I'll go with you. Amen. When we going? Amen. But it's just been love talks, y'all. It really does. It talks. I was thinking about first fruits. The many things we've done here for first fruits to just show our love for people. Amen. How we've, on the youth prayer line, the Lord has blessed us to make close to 39 or close to 40 young people, youth prayer ambassadors, love talks. I don't know of any prayer line in the world who's done that except First Fruits. Amen. And then on top of that, when we announced it, thank God for Dr. Stern, amen, who gave us the idea about blessing the young people. And we put it out there and had several of you to adopt a young person. And especially I give thanks to Mother Maddie Steeles. She sent a large gift that we could adopt not just one or two, but several young people. And she's not doctor yet, but Vera Johnson, who sent a large gift too, where we could adopt several young people.
We were able to give all 39 of these young people, close to 40 of them, $50, not $10, not $20, but $50. You know, that adds up if y'all add that up. Thank God we were able to do that. Just one thing. We did it. That's love talking. That's love talking. And not only that, we prayed for so many people on this prayer line, and God heard our prayers. We prayed for the sick and shut in, and God healed them. Who had COVID-19, I guess about 20 or 25 people on this prayer line have been healed from COVID. Yeah, that's love talking. We prayed for people who were down and out, and God brought them up. That's love talking. We prayed for people who had high blood, and God brought the high blood down. We prayed for people who had low blood, and God brought the low blood up. We prayed for people who had asthma, and God healed the asthma. I'm one of them right here. God healed me of asthma. I had it for 17 years and really couldn't breathe correctly to save my life, and God healed me. My God, when I think about Jesus and all he's done for me, my soul cries out hallelujah. I thank God for saving me. We prayed for people who had lipedema, and God healed that. We prayed for people who had strokes, and God healed that. Well, that's love talking. Amen. Love talks. It's not the way you say it. Anybody can say, I love you, but it's not the way you say it. It's the things you do. It makes your love talk. Amen. And then we pray for people who had eye problems. God healed eye problems. We read Amazing Grace, and Mother Daniels came in one Sunday, and she said, Pastor, I can't see out of my eye. Which eye, Mother Daniels? I believe it was her left eye. And I obeyed the Lord. We prayed for her left eye. And we put oil on that left eye. And then we gave her instructions. We told her, go now, Mother, and every day this week I want you to say that I'm healed by his wound in his side, by the wound in his side, or something like I told her. The Holy Ghost told me what to tell her. And she said, every day that week I'm healed, I'm healed, I'm healed. And she came back to church next Sunday. And covered up that left, she covered up that right eye, that good eye. She covered it up, and she looked at me. She said, Pastor, I'm looking at you through my bad eye that was bad, but now it's a good eye. I can see you, Pastor. I can see you right out of that eye right there. Amen. Why didn't we, you know, God used us because of love. Amen. Mother Daniels is one of our original members. She's been with us as long as Amazing Grace has been there. And she came with us, and she was the first one who called us pastor. That was a reciprocal love. Amen. She didn't forsake us when it came to her time to show she loved us. When she heard that Dr. Betty and I were starting that Amazing Grace church, she said, I'm going with you. Amen. Most people in this day and time, they got this kind of attitude, you do for me, but when it comes time for me being with you or anything and doing for you, they want to forsake you. It's a me, 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 me day. Me, me, me. Just me, me, me. You give to me, but I ain't going to give nothing to you because I got to get all I can and keep all I can. Amen. Don't y'all regard that announcement. Amen. We're going to be on as long as we need to be on. Amen. I learned that from Dr. Hagen. Don't regard it. Amen. All right. Then this line here, First Fruits, we had you praying for our granddaughter. And you did. That was love. It's not the way you say it, but the things you do that makes your love talk. That's what I'm talking about this morning. Love talks. Amen. And then we'll forget it. Our granddaughter went into the Marines, amen, and we need for y'all to pray for her now because Dr. Betty told me she called. she called and said that she received, our granddaughter received a phone call and said that she is to stay on alert for the next 2 weeks. Amen. I imagine they would be talking about this Afghanistan thing when they might send some reserve troops over to Afghanistan. But I never forget, we asked you to pray for Bria, who was in the Marines, full-fledged Marine then. And you began to pray for her. And never forget it. They had an assignment right there in her regiment where they were sending some Marines off somewhere. And they all boarded the plane. And somehow the Lord didn't let our granddaughter get on that plane. But that plane went up, and that plane came down. It crashed. And I believe everybody on that plane was killed. Some way, the Lord didn't allow our granddaughter to get on that plane. Amen. And she's safe right now because of your prayers. I believe the prayers of the righteous avail much. Amen. And you pray for her, I believe, because you love God. You love God and you love, I've had people to ask about her. Amen. And you love her too. And you thank God because love talks. It's not the way you say I love you, but the things you do that makes your love talk. Amen. I know I'm out of time. Amen. I got to close here this morning. Let me go ahead and close. I thought about it again. The plane crashed. And y'all were praying for Bria. Amen. And she's alive today. Thank you, Jesus, because y'all pray. Love talks, y'all. Amen. Love really talks. Thank God for you. Amen. And I want to pray for you all this morning. It's a reciprocal thing. Why do you think that when the Lord was leading me right there at Amazing Grace, I was walking in front of the church and I was raising or receiving an offering that morning? I never will forget it. And the Lord moved on my heart, and he said something. He said, son, he said, I'm going to make many millionaires here at Amazing Grace. When he told me that about doctors, why would I believe him? Why would I doubt him, brother? He said, I'm going to make many doctors. Amen. I heard about this other church. I think it was on television. And they had doctor this and doctor that. And I said, Lord, you think it will never come a day when there'll be any doctors at Amazing Grace? And God said, yes, there'll be many. He did exactly what he said he would do. Now, all around, there are at least 12 doctors at Amazing Grace. Amen. Getting ready to be 13. Amen. And then the lawyers are coming. Amen. On this prayer line, we've been able to make about 30 honorary doctors on this prayer line. Why? Because we love you. Amen. Not jealous of you like most people get. Jealous of their friends. Jealous of people around them. Jealous because God has blessed them. I'm grateful for Bishop Stern. Amen. The Lord has blessed her in a bountiful way. Amen. I'm glad that we have been a part of it. Amen. To set her up. Amen. Some plant and then some water. Amen. Now they made her the president of the school up there. Oh, look at that. Love talks. Amen. We were part of that. Amen. Setting her up. It was a setup. We set her up that she could be made president. Amen. I think because they've heard so many things about what God has done for her here that they just wanted to do something for her there. Sometimes things can be relative to what's happening to you, and people, other blessings will fall on you because others hear about what God has done for you and they'll want to do more for you. They're relative. Amen. But we made about 30 doctorate, honorary doctors on this line. I stayed in school and went through all kinds of things just so you all can become honorary doctors. I need to have the credentials myself to be able to do that. Why can't most people do that? Because most people don't have the stamina to stay the credentials. Amen. That's why you have few and in between earned doctorate degrees, because Most people don't have the stamina to stay. But God gave me the stamina to stay, and he did it for me. Never forget when that paper, the major paper of the city, not just the paper, but the major paper came out and stood there. And when I walked across the stage, they took my picture and put it on the front page of the Star Telegram. And Dr. Bernard Johnson, the first black from the School of Music here at Southwestern Baptist Theological Seminary, the largest seminary in the world. Amen. Why did I stay there? Going through all kind of struggles and strife. I stayed there because I love you. Amen. Many of you I had never met before, but the love of God was in my heart for you. So because the Lord let me stay there, amen, let me get that earned doctorate degree from Southwestern. And then before that, let me go to Emporia State Teachers College, where I was only black again, the only black man in the School of Music there. And I was able to get my earned bachelor's degree. And then went to Southwestern and got my earned master's. And then stayed there. I stayed there and went through other trials and tribulations and got my earned doctorate, amen, from Southwestern. Now I'm so close to my second earned doctorate at Midwestern. It's the top seminary in the Midwest, amen, Midwestern Baptist Theological Seminary. And thank God I can say things when you can't go and call Southwestern and call the music department. They won't know me. They know me. They have so much pride about me. Amen. They know me. Amen. Know that I came through the school. The dean knows me. Not only the dean, but the president of the school knows me. Amen. It's not like I'm announcing to you that I went someplace and then you check on me and they don't even know the president. They don't even know the person. Amen. False credentials. No, I don't have false credentials. If you look up me and Google me, and I don't mean this arrogantly, but if you Google me, everything you see about me has come through hard knocks. And I went through the trials. I went through the tribulations. And I didn't do it for me. I did it because love talks. I did it because of you. And I stay there because of not me. Amen. I did it because of you. Because love talks. And I wrote that song, Love Talks, and it goes like, I don't remember all the verses. I'm not going to share those with you, but I do remember the hook. The hook, I can just share it with you just a moment as I close. Love talks. Mm-hmm. Love talks. Mm-hmm. It's not the way you say I love you, but the things you do that makes your love talk. Oh, love talks. Oh, love talks. Mm-hmm. It's not the way you say it. Mm-hmm. But the things you do that makes your love talk. Oh, love talks. You see, it does. Love talks. Love talks. It's not the way you say I love you. Everybody can say that. But people, it's what they do that makes the love talk. Amen. And that's what I want you to remember today. Go away knowing that we've done things on this line not because we wanted to be noticed. No. We did it because we loved you. What makes me get up every morning to try to be a blessing to you? It's not because of money, because most of y'all don't even give. Amen. It's because of love. I hope you can understand that. It's not the way you say it. I can say I love you all day long. I love you. But it's not the way you say it that makes your love talk. It's the things you do. And now we live in a day, as I said before, most people won't love one-sided. They just want people to love them and do for them. But when it comes to doing for them, they won't do for you. That's why the Lord told me, I believe. He said, son, when I bless you, and I am going to bless you, I'm going to bless you and Betty, and I'm going to bless you so that you'll be able to make thousands of people millionaires. God said this, and he's going to do it. Amen. But he told me, because one person on the line came on the line and said, Lord, then bless me with some money. Oh, thank you, Jesus. He done blessed me with some money. They won't forget it. And then I'm saying to myself, thank you, Jesus. We need a blessing and amazing grace. Well, actually, I said, we need a blessing at first fruits. We need it so badly, Lord. Thank you for blessing them. Because I know they're going to bless us. Because we had taken time to teach that person how to be blessed and how to believe the Lord. They didn't have no faith like that before we taught it to them. Amen. And they went and they gave all the money. They came on the prayer line and testified about how they were able to give all the money away to bless this person, bless that person, pay this bill, pay that bill. And in my mind, all I see that is they giving that to other people, other men. Amen. Because most men are over the companies they were giving it to. But they were able, they gave a testimony in my face, right in my face, about how they could bless everybody else. They didn't send a dime, not even a dime, to first fruits. How terrible. And they got it from us. And that's the way people are nowadays. Because I learned to chalk things up like that. Because most people nowadays want you to bless them, and they'll receive your blessing. But when it comes time for you to receive a blessing, they won't bless you. Like the anniversary, Dr. Rush announced it about two months in advance. You think all of y'all responded and sent a dime to the chief ambassador and first lady for our anniversary? No. Only few and in between. Very, very, very few and in between. Love talks, y'all. It's not one-sided. It's not the way you say I love you, but the things you do that makes your love talk. I want to do an invitation here this morning as I close, because a lot of y'all have been telling God, Lord, I love you. I love you, Jesus. I love you. Oh, Jesus. And the tears rolling down. I love you. So the way you say it is the things you do that make you love, that makes your love talk. And then when it comes to going to church, you got more love for Mad Jack's or a fish place than you got for Jesus. Amen. Because you'll get up and go and get you some food when you're hungry. But when you're hungry for the Lord, you just say, well, I got to get dressed. No, I can't make it. See, it's not the things, it's not the way you say it. It's the things you do that makes your love talk. All you people on the line talking about you love the Lord. Amen. But you won't support anything he's trying to do. You're so selfish on yourself. Think about yourself all the time. What can I do for me? How can I do this? How can I buy that dress? How can I buy that those shoes? How can I buy this? How can I buy this? Selfish attitude. And when you get some money, finally you get some money, instead of you blessing God's work, yeah, you got to spend all the money on yourself. One lady, a member of our church, amen, finally got some money. Instead of her, and she got three kids, and instead of her trying her best to be a blessing to her mama and the three kids, she wanted to spend the money on a car. See, it's just a selfish love. And let everybody else take care of this and take care of that for you. But when it comes time for you taking care of what's right, you ain't got even the love to do it. Amen. Most people are just selfish like that. They want everything, but they don't want to do nothing for anybody else. Even people who are there for them, they don't want to be a blessing to them. They just want to, when they finally get the money from the income tax or from some way, instead of them being a blessing to the people who bless them, they're going to spend all the money on everything else. except the people who were there for him in the storm and in the rain. It's just most people are selfish nowadays. I learned that it's all about attitude, too. Let me just give this invitation, and I'm finished here. Some of y'all on this line have told Jesus that you love him, and you love him so much, but you haven't been faithful to him. You haven't been faithful in your living. You haven't been faithful in your giving. You haven't been faithful in your doing. It's not the things you, not the way you say I love you, but the things you do. You haven't been faithful. But if you want to show him this morning that you love the Lord, you ought to join me in rededicating your life to the Lord. Amen. Because it's not the way you say I love you, but it's the things you do. And if you really love him, then, for example, if we were in a church right now, you would be the first one to get up and walk forward and stand there before me as the preacher and say, I want to rededicate my life today, Dr. Johnson, Pastor, because I really love the Lord. Amen. I haven't been perfect. Not perfect. I don't do everything right. The one thing I do mean, and that is I love the Lord. And it's not the way I'm saying I love him, but the things I do that's going to show that I love him. And so you'd be the first one up there standing at the altar saying, Lord, here I am to show you I love you in the name of Jesus. And if you love him, you'll keep his commandments and do what he tells you to do. I'm trying my best to do what he tells me to do. Some things, his mind is so high above mine, I can't even reach up there. Yeah, like he's told me and given me assignments that seem to be far-fetched and seem to be so crazy because he's above my mind. And when I get things from him, it's just above this world. Amen. But I take them because I know he's going to do them. Amen. It may not come right away. As the old folks used to say, it may not come when you want it. But it's right on time. He may not come when you want him, but he's right on time. Amen. And then Rebecca, I've told you this many times before, Rebecca sat down and wrote this out. He said, write the vision, just like I wrote that song out. Rebecca wrote this out, and the Lord spoke to him and said, write the vision, Rebecca. Make it plain that men who read it may run with it. Amen. So the vision, he said, is yet for the point of time. The end, he said, it shall speak and not lie. Though people make fun of you on the way up, though people say you must be crazy, though people kind of ridicule you and scandalize you and everything else because you got a vision that's above what they think. Amen. You just hold on to your vision. And at the end, it shall speak and not lie. And then he says, though it tarry, wait for it. A lot of people don't have the stamina to stay in school to wait for it. That's why you don't have many doctors who are earned because they won't stand all the tests. But I did that because love talks. Amen. Love talks. And God, many times, Rebecca said, wait for the vision. And then he tells you why. He says, wait for it to come to pass. Why? Because it shall surely come. That's what he says. It shall surely come. No matter who doesn't believe it. If you got one to stand with you, that's all it takes. Because God said that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that you shall ask, it shall be done for you of the Father. Well, I know I got one. Amen. Dr. Betty is standing with me. Got a few others who are standing with me. Amen. And we know that here on the earth, if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that you shall ask, it shall be done. Amen. It's coming to pass. But whoever believes it, it's going to come to pass. And God knows I'm standing for him. Now, just like he told me, son, there'll come a day that many doctors at Amazing Grace. And today we got 12 doctors, exactly what he said. Amen. And I asked him, Lord, will you bless us to make millionaires at Amazing Grace? He said, many millionaires. And I said, what about the prayer line? Can I extend it to them? He said, yes, many millionaires. Then the other day I asked him, I said, Lord, I want to be surrounded with millionaires everywhere. I think that would surround me with millionaires. Many at Amazing Grace, just like he did doctors, he's going to do the millionaires too. And many on the First Fruits prayer line. I'll be surrounded with millionaires. Y'all can laugh at me if y'all want to, but I'm telling you, I'm laughing all the way to the bank. Yeah, I'm going to laugh all the way to the bank. Amen. Many millionaires all around me. God showed me it's going to be that way. And I saw this vision even on yesterday. Oh, yeah, during my downtime. I saw a vision, and somebody was talking to me. I can't remember who it was. But they said to me, they said, I understand now, Dr. Johnson, that you have made 100,000 millionaires. Who said this? And I said, yes, but we're only halfway where God showed me we're going to be. They said, halfway? You made 100,000? I said, yes. But I said, we're only halfway. I said, we got to go to 195,000 millionaires. So that's $195 billion. Yeah, 195,000 millionaires is $195 billion. Yeah. And I said, the other $5 billion, because he showed me we're going up to $200 billion. But the other $5 billion, amen, he said I could keep for my family. Amen. That's 95% tithes. It's not 50%. It's 95% tithes of what God's going to give me. Amen. I'll give away 95% of it. Amen. And I'll keep the other 5 for my family. Amen. But that's love, y'all, the way you say it. That's the things you do that makes your love talk. See, I learned this from my old pastor, Dr. S.E. Mitchell. S.E. Mitchell. And Dr. Mitchell said, church, I had a dream. He said, and I dreamt that I was a millionaire. He said, I woke up and I didn't have a dime. But he said, I enjoyed my dream. You'd always say that. I enjoyed my dream. Well, I'm leaving Rebecca. The dream or the vision is yet for an appointed time. But at the end, after everybody gets through laughing and making fun, at the end it shall speak and not lie, and we'll be laughing to the bank. Amen. I wouldn't be putting this out nationwide if I didn't believe the Lord. I believe him. I believe everything he's told me. And as a major prophet, now y'all seen as a major prophet does things that the world has never seen before, never. Yeah, ain't nobody seen all of these 200 nations joining First Fruits coming from 4 people, and now the largest ministry, prayer ministry, the largest prayer ministry on the face of the earth, largest prayer ministry on the planet. Nobody's seen that, but yet God did it. I had a prayer breakfast in Fort Worth, amen, and they laughed at me and thought that what I was saying was silly, amen. God said, have this youth prayer breakfast. But on a Saturday morning at 9 o'clock, with Carl Lewis as my special guest, amen, they saw 10,000 people at a prayer breakfast. On a Saturday morning, 800 tables filled and 2,000 people in chairs around the wall, 10,000. Yeah, 800
tables filled, not 800 people, but 800 tables filled for 10 people at a table. 10 times 800 is 8,000 and 2,000 around the walls and chairs. Ain't nobody ever done that before. And I'm not bragging. I'm just telling you what happened. And nobody's seen that happen before. Never before. And never again will that ever happen unless we decide to do it here in Kansas City. But the Lord hasn't spoken to me about that, to do that. And never before a major prophet does things that have never happened on the earth before. Never before, I guarantee you, has anybody in the country, in America, ever made 30 honorary doctorates? Amen. And it happened right here at First Fruits. And nobody before ever made almost 40 youth prayer ambassadors. What do you know of? Look it up. Do Google it if you can find it anywhere. God did it. Amen. And I'm going to brag on him because I know he did it. And if they did make prayer ambassadors, youth prayer ambassadors, they didn't take no time to give them $50 a piece. Where have you ever seen that happen? Is because love was talking. Love talks. Amen. If you came and said in your mind, Lord, I do love you. I'm going to rededicate my life. I'm going to lead you with a prayer, and I'm finished here this morning. Amen. Stand at the altar in your mind. Here I am, Lord. I haven't been perfect. I haven't loved you enough, shown you enough that I love you, but I want to do so now. Stand at the altar. I want to pray for you. Father, just repeat this prayer in your mind. In your mind. Father, I love you. I haven't been perfect before you. Please forgive me. I'm trying, Lord. And God, I want to rededicate my life to you, to stand for you in the heat of the day, to believe you even more, God, because I know your thoughts. Not like my thoughts. And you tell me things that sometimes are unbelievable. But I want to believe you, Lord, because I love you. Please help me, Lord, as I rededicate my life to you. Live in my heart, in my mind, in my soul. And sometimes you told me to do things and I laid there in my bed. And I wouldn't even get up. And I said, well, I'll write it down in the morning when it was you telling me to get up, not the devil. The devil didn't want me to get up and write the vision and make it plain. Some of you on this line, God has given you million dollar ideas, but you were too lazy to get up and move. And now you can't even think of them. Thank God I got up and wrote the vision and made it plain. And God gave me some inventions, too. But I got up and wrote the vision out and made them play. And now I believe God's going to bring them to pass, too. Amen. And we're thanking for it. And Father, I will dedicate my life to you. Say those words. And I love you, Lord, just to show you. It's not the way I say I love you, but the things I do. I'm going to do more for you, Lord. I'm going to help your kingdom more in the name of Jesus. I'm going to bless your name more. I'm going to live for you more in the name of Jesus. I rededicate my life this morning. Thank God. Amen, amen, amen. God bless all of you on the front line this morning. That's what the Lord gave 10 days for you. Hopefully you'll receive it in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank God for all his blessings and his goodness and kindness. Gotta go. Dr. Cullins, come on, give us our reading assignment. Amen.
Yes, sir. I had to get off of mute. Thank you. Yes, we're in the book of Lamentations on today, and we're reading chapters 1 and 2 on today.
Lamentations? Most folk can't even spell Lamentations. Can you spell it?
I certainly can.
Okay, go ahead and spell it. I know you can.
Yes, sir. It's L A
L-A-M-E-N-P-A-T-I-O-N-S. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Lamentation.
Amen. Lamentation. Now, is that in the New Testament? Where in the New Testament? Where is that?
No, sir. It's in the Old Testament.
Yeah, it's in the Old Testament. Right past Jeremiah. Amen.
Amen.
Y'all find it. Get that Lamentation. Read it and bless you. And bless your heart, soul, and mind. I told you Jeremiah would bless you. Amen. I saw in my mind as I read the latter part of Jeremiah, what he said he's going to do to Babylon. Amen. And Babylon is people who teach us lies, people who do everything against his kingdom, against the church. Babylon is people who don't believe in God and all that mess. God said everything he's going to do to them. If I were you, I would not hook up and believe anybody who's a Babylon, because not only will they perish, but the people who have supported them and believe in them are going to perish too. Amen. Watch it. Watch what I'm telling you. And it's going to be a soon, amen, a perish. Amen. And I read something to y'all the other day. The people of Babylon, they teach lies. They don't want to teach the truth. And the followers don't want to hear the truth. Perish. You watch and see. And then I've been teaching about how God's going to make a new heaven and a new earth. But I read in Jeremiah how God was saying that these crazy folk, Babylon folks who believe in false gods and everything else, he said they destroyed the world. Like I've been telling y'all, I read it in Jeremiah. Jeremiah said, and I'm paraphrasing, but he said these Babylon folks are going to fool around and destroy the world. That's why God has to make a new world, new earth, and a new heaven. So it's the former world and the former heaven, the former earth and heaven were passed away. And then you better read the word, find out what God is saying. Babylon, he's going to destroy all of Babylon. And they never will be remembered no more. I wouldn't align myself with them if I were you. Amen. I'd get away from them because they teach us of lies and they are doers of things that are not godly at all. Amen. God bless you. Gotta go. Gotta get some rest. But I mean that. I got a feeling that everything is going to be all right, regardless of what you say. It's going to be all right. God's going to make it all right. And we thank him for what he's going to do in the name of Jesus. I got a feeling. Have a wonderful day. We're going to get at a later time the news about the all-night shutting. We just got through with one. It was very successful. Thank you, Dr. Fryerson. And then thank God for it. And the youth prayer line is going to be on Thursday night. I'm just announcing everything. It's going to be on Thursday night. Y'all want to say anything about the youth prayer line? All right. It's going to be Thursday night, 7 o'clock. Amen. Thank God he's been blessing on there. Amen. And y'all want to say anything about Sunday morning service and Wednesday night service?
Praise God, 913. I would like to say thank you to everyone. 913, I'm sorry, Dr. Sheila Brown had trouble getting off mute. Praise the Lord. But anyway, I want to say thank everyone for everything you've done for First Fruit. Youth Prayer Line with a visionary is Dr. Chief Ambassador Bernard Johnson, First Lady, Lady Betty Joyce Johnson. Praise the Lord. And we want to invite you all online. Back out online on Thursday at 7 o'clock p.m. for our very own First Fruit Youth Prayer Line. And we thank the Lord for everything he's doing in the First Fruit Youth Department, all the miracles he's bestowed upon us. And we just thank him for everything he's continued to do. God bless you again. Thursday, 7 o'clock p.m., First Fruit Youth Prayer Line. God bless you. Back in your hands, Chief Ambassador Johnson.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Anybody else want to make an announcement? Jump in there and come off of mute or something. Giving Dr. Frierson enough time to get it together about the all-night shut-in. We just got over one. We just did one. Amen. I don't know how many that we've done this year, giving God an anniversary. Amen. And we celebrate him all night long. And we did celebrate him the other night, all night long. And he got the glory. He got the glory and all the praise. And what a wonderful blessing. It was really, it's not the way we say I love you, but the things we do. It made our love talk. Our love was talking to him. He said, God, we know we go to bed at 9 and 10 o'clock every night, but tonight is going to be your night. We're going to stay up and give you glory all night long. That was love talking, y'all. It's not the way you say I love you, Jesus, I love you. We used to spend 15 minutes on the all-night shut-in to show him, oh, no, I can't do that. I can't do that. I won't be able to get up in the morning. See, you don't even know the Lord. When you sacrifice for him, he'll make a sacrifice for you. You think you won't be able to get up, he'll make you fresher than you were, even with 8 hours of rest. Amen. God is real.
Yes, he is.
He loves people. He loves people. Do I have a witness? I heard
yes.
Dr. Brown. Is that right or wrong?
Yes, he will. Stand up with him will make you think you'd have had a 24-hour rest with him. I've tried it last weekend. He gave me exactly what I needed. I wasn't even sleepy. He didn't let me get sleepy. God bless you, and I love you.
Amen. But it's the enemy that will tell you, no, you won't be able
yes,
to marry the next
day. Absolutely, Chief Ambassador, many times. Yes, sir. You're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
That's the enemy. That's the devil. You got to learn how to recognize the real voice of God. The devil's voice will tell you things like that. God ain't saying that to you. That's the devil saying those things to you. That's the enemy trying to keep you from being blessed. God's been trying to bless you all this year, and
yes,
he refuses
right.
His blessings. I don't blame him for taking the blessings and giving them to Bernard Johnson or somebody else. Because you refuse to receive the blessing. Every time he asks you to do this and do that, oh, no, I can't do that, God. Oh, no, I can't do that. See, by you saying that on earth, guess what's loosed up in heaven? They're saying up in the heaven now, oh, no, you can't do that. You don't have the stamina to do that. Because you said it on earth. You loosed it down here. Oh, no, I can't do that. That was the devil telling you to do that because he doesn't want you to be able to go up to a new level. That's all he was worried about. You getting out of his hands. You doing stuff that annihilates him. Yeah.
Yes,
God bless you. Gotta go, y'all. Gotta go. I got a feeling that everything will be all right. Father, bless the people as they go this morning. Help them to make it through their storms. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for everything. We give you the glory, all the adoration, and all the praise. Bless them. Help them. Bless them in the city. Bless them in the field. Bless them going out. They're coming in. God bless all of them, Lord. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
And if you're going through, it's going to be all right. Just hold on to God's unchanging hand. It'll be all right. Thank you. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. Have a wonderful day. God bless you.